The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Time to have a chat about South Barwon, though. We're lucky enough to be joined by their assistant coach in Adam Perris. Nova, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy for the first time. Really appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us. But 6 day turnaround, how have you approached the week going into a shorter break to play the best side in the comp?
Firstly, thanks for having us, guys. Good to be here. So we've tried to keep the week as normal as possible. So Tuesday night review, the boys that could get out on the track, we just had a light skills session. Those that couldn't, it was ice bars, massages, the standard recovery. And then Thursday, just had a longer, 20-minute longer session than we normally would on a Thursday, just to refine some of, what we... from the weekend that we, you know, some of those things we had to improve on. So we addressed those on Thursday at the main session. We gave the boys yesterday off just to mentally refresh more than anything coming out of Anzac Day, which is always a pretty big build-up for both clubs.
You've made a couple of changes from last week. I can see Dylan Starkey's running around in the twos, but we see Will Sexton's going to be available this afternoon, which is a massive boost for your club.
Yeah, he snuck in through the back door this week. He was going to run around in the twos today, but we had a laid out Harry O was going to debut today. Unfortunately, he's come down with the flu, not COVID. So disappointing for him because he's put a since he's been here since pre-season, he's put a hell of a lot of work in to get his opportunity. But Will will be back off a broken toe, and he's the ultimate professional. He's looking, as fit as he ever can, and we back him in that he'll come in today and have an impact for us.
Johnny Broughton still needed another run.
I think he's the most talked about South player, Jonty. But as Faz mentioned last week, we're just trying to protect Jonty, and he had a bad run with his body last year, missed a lot of footy through his hamstring. It's not his hamstring this time, it's a quad. So we just don't want to set him up to fail. So give him an extra week, run around at 12 o'clock and then be ready for Bell Park next week.
Adam, what was the discussion after the game with the players between yourself and Faz and the other coaches? You're 22 points up and you're going okay and obviously got overrun in terms of quick turnaround and all that sort of stuff. What's the mental... refresh that had to happen with the boys as well?
Yeah, so players and coaches were pretty flat after the weekend, Monday. As you said, we thought we were in a position to win the game at three-quarter time. We were unable to, and obviously credit to St. Joey's who put us under a bit of pressure. We just spoke with the playing group that we're bitterly disappointed because we thought we should have won the game, which is, not the worst disappointment to have. And that really we're an emerging side. Our key game day metrics we went through with the playing group straight after the game and just really illustrated where we fell off a cliff in the last quarter. So we thought it was really clear for the playing group and coaching group what areas that we needed to just continue to improve on. We did that during the week. So the players are really looking forward to the opportunity to play the best in the competition and see if we can put a four-quarter game together.
Your back line is developing. Andy Higgins obviously back there giving you the strength and the experience, but you've got a lot of young boys around him. It's going to be the ultimate test today. But I like the look of what you're trying to do with them with Goff and Hogan and a few others down there, White as well. You're going to stick with that and try and make that as a group, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Mitchie Troy's doing a great job down there. Like Rowan Goff, 19, 20-year-old, played, I believe, one senior game up until round one. And he's come in and had a real impact. He's kept, Mitch Day, who's probably the in-form forward at the moment in the league, he's kept him to one goal off a free kick in the first 30 seconds. Last week, Hovey kept him to, I think, one or two marks. So, yeah. His is important... to our structure is a Higgins or a Jack Driver is at the moment. So, really encouraging signs for our emerging back six, seven.
We're speaking with South Barwon assistant coach Adam Perris. He's Matty Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
Nova, obviously got a few questions out there from the Twitter sphere on K-Rock Football.
The KFC Twitter?
Correct. One of them's come through from Arthur.
Not Arthur again.
Now, this is a serious question, Nova. Are you able to tell us, or tell the listeners, about your running background as a 400-metre runner and how you apply that to the coaching the mids at South Barwon?
I would say Arthur, who sent that in, has never run more than 400 metres in his life. So,
Depends on what's at the end of the 400 metres.
uh, Correct.
He struggled with 22 yards sometimes.
If it's brown, bubbly and frothy.
Yeah. He will use his body and get forward.
He did a lot of fours playing cricket, I can tell you that. He didn't do a lot of running.
Yes, he never got run out, did Matt Aston, that's for sure.
It is, he's dropped it. That's it.
Got another one from another listener. And is it true that you had your own statistician whilst playing for Leopold Reserves?
This is a stitch.
Kirsch, I won't deny on radio. Some would say I was before my time, though, with the stats being issued in the Addy these days. But
yeah, Jones Stat Tracker.
Yeah, but when you play the likes of Burgoyne and Aston, accumulating plenty of them, mate. So, yeah, thanks, Mum, for all those years.
I'll ask you a serious question.
I've got one that's... You ask a serious one.
I'm happy to get on... We can speak about Kingy when I played with Kingy at Leopold.
Want to get onto that. Hang on.
We're going to talk because it's actually nearly to the day, the 25th anniversary of the day where it all changed for Adam. He got dropped on his head in an under-18 game against St Albans. And it was very early in the season. It was early 97. So it would nearly be 25 years to the day.
Yeah, that cost me an AFL career, to be honest.
But it was pretty nasty, wasn't it? There was a blue in the under-18s on the wing on the...
Memorial drive down, yeah. And a St Albans player thought it'd be good to pick me up and spear drive me into the concrete in my head. But, didn't wreck my modelling career, so that was...
your footy career.
Yeah, that was just my footy career, but that wasn't going real far anyway, so...
Where did that 25 years go?
Yeah.
It goes quick. Mate, just a serious question. Obviously, St Mary's midfield, you've been the midfield coach at South Bowen. Obviously, their midfield bats really deep and they have a lot of rotations. When you come into a game against a side that does run a lot of players through their midfield, do you stick to your processes or do you add a bit more players into your rotations or do you change anything in that respect?
Yeah, so first point is we will stick to our structure, but we will, as a coaching group, not only me as a midfield coach, but we've got plans in place when we need to throw fresh numbers or players through the footy. But yeah, we'll just stick to our structure as long as possible. We're up for the challenge. You look at St Mary's midfield, it's as good as you get with, Blood, Augarinus, and Benson, who's pretty much untaggable these days. So, yeah, look, our group is young and, we're up for the challenge and we'll just stick to our structures. We've got Sticks in there who, in our eyes is probably the number one in-form ruckman at the moment. So we'll back our mids in and Sticksy and, just have a crack.
He was terrific last week in that third quarter, wasn't he? He stood up.
I want back Alec Plant Farm talking about a matchup. Will you send somebody to Benson?
No. They're not giving anything away. But our view is that his ability to win the football inside and outside, he's borderline untaggable at the moment. He's in fantastic nick at the moment. And, obviously our mids will be accountable for other mids, but there'll be no hard tag on Benson today.
Okay, who gets the first crack at Dowling?
Rowan Goff will go to Dowling today. So, as I said, he's been in great nick. We'll back him in. And obviously Dowling's in super form. He may be leading the goal kicking at the moment. So, great opportunity for Goffey to keep developing as a key back.
You'll learn a bit. You'll get taken to the footy too.
Yeah, that's it. So Goffey's probably one of our, from a running perspective, he's always up the front of the running. So, yeah, it'll be a great challenge for Rowan to, learn a hell of a lot in your fourth or fifth senior game.
Driver forward or back?
No, driver stay back.
Okay. You did sneak forward a couple of times last week.
Under instructions, mate.
Surprising.
Do you wonder why Faz wears a hat? Because trying to coach Jack to one man up and stick back. But, that's the license the guys have got. If they think they can have an impact and, he'll roll forward. By his kicking style, you probably find he's not a natural forward, so...
Yeah, we'll leave him roll back this afternoon. Nova, really good to talk to you. Good luck this afternoon. Tough ask, obviously, against a team that is in fantastic form, but your boys, no doubt, up for the challenge, looking forward to seeing what they can bring, and really appreciate you joining us on KRL Footy.
Thank you, and thanks for you guys do. Thanks.
Adam Paris joining us here, South Bowen assistant coach.
The KRL Football pre-game interview.